Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is Ken Freeman, and this is my WordPress Help Desk. Today is a Halloween, a dark, evil-oriented, scary day. And in keeping with this season's, today's podcast is going to follow a scary, freaky theme. In today's news, I'm going to be sharing frightening news about WordPress, vulnerabilities, and freaky things that people are doing with WordPress. In today's WordPress Focus, I'm going to tell you about a mind-boggling tool you're going to scream about if you don't get it now. And because it's a silly day that brings out the worst of everything, I'm going to pull back the curtain of what Halloween really is. And then I hope that I'll survive all the goblins and ghouls that I'll have as I take my son and his friend over to Six Flags at Arlington for this year's Fright Fest. So pray I return next week in one piece for next week's WordPress blog. Well, now for a bit of sanity. Today's podcast has been sponsored by Hosting Dashmaster, the high-speed, extremely fast WordPress host that only hosts WordPress. And my goodness, they do the hosting right with full gzip compression and Google PageSpeed enabling, plus firewall protection for greater security, plus wrapping your WordPress with brute force protection by using the best HT access rules for denying all except your own IP address. Check them out over at hosting-master.com. Now, we're proud to tell you about wp-sitemakers.com, which is our creative team that does nothing but create great WordPress websites. We are starting work on a new online scoring system for high school sports scoring, as well as to help schools and local radio stations and chambers of commerce showcase their area sports scores on their website. Do you need a new site created? Well, visit wp-sitemakers.com. And of course, no WordPress service would be complete without full WordPress managed support and site maintenance. Somebody's got to keep the site going. And if you have a WordPress site and need someone to handle it for you, look no further than site-keeper.com. These three sponsors mean full support from start to finish. Hosting-master.com, wp-sitemakers.com, and site-keeper.com. And with that, let's move into today's spooky news. Oh no, it can't be. WordPress before 4.2.3 does not properly verify the edit post capability, which allows for remote authenticated users to bypass intended access restrictions and create drafts by leveraging the subscriber role as demonstrated by post quick draft save action to the WordPress wp-admin/post.php. Cross-site scripting XSS vulnerability in WordPress, which occurred before 4.2.3, allowed remote authenticated users to inject arbitrary website or HTML by leveraging the author or attributor role to place a crafted shortcode inside an HTML element related to wp-includes kses.php or wp-includes/shortcodes.php. Last week, the WordPress team released a patch that fixed 6 major security vulnerabilities, so if you have updated, you should be running 4.2.4. This security release for all previous versions, and we encourage that you update your sites immediately. This release addresses 6 major issues, including 3 cross-site scripting vulnerabilities and a potential SQL injection that could be used to compromise a site. And it also includes a fix for a potential timing side channel attack and prevents an attacker from locking a post from being edited. Now here's a spooky thought. The updates are already out. Ensure that you don't miss them. If your site supports automatic updates, chances are it's already been patched. But if it's been disabled, you're going to want to manually update at your earliest convenience. We recommend investing in the technology that will help proactively protect against vulnerabilities like the ones recently patched. The official WordPress documentation, Codex, says that these functions were not very clear and misled many plugin developers to use them in an insecure way. And of course, the developers assumed that WordPress was giving them the functions that would take care of this, so they escaped the user input for them then they realized it was a mistake. This simple detail caused many of these popular plugins to suddenly become vulnerable to XSS. To date, this is a list of some of the affected plugins that were incurring this XSS vulnerability. Jetpack, WordPress SEO by Yoast, Google Analytics by Yoast, All-in-One SEO, Gravity Forms, multiple plugins from Easy Digital Downloads, Updraft Plus, WP E-Commerce, WP Touch, Download Monitor, Related Posts for WordPress, My Calendar, P3 Profiler, and Give, and many, many, many more. In fact, many iTheme products, including Builder and Exchange and Broken Links Checker and Ninja Forms. In other words, all of these were at risk, which means that you and I have all been subject to some level of being hacked. The good news is that the major players like Yoast and Ninja and Gravity Forms have all issued patches to repair the holes in the dam created by the vague codecs given to developers originally. Now, in HT access attacks, we have seen a large number of sites compromised with a conditional redirection to the domain enormouswilla.com or an IP address of 194.28.114.102. All of the sites have been analyzed by security and the HT access file that was modified. And so if anyone has been visiting the site from Google or Bing or Yahoo or any major search engine, it gets directed to the malicious domain of http://enormouswilla.com/nl-in.php?nnn=556. Now, if you see this malicious code, you need to remove it and look to see if you have a rewrite statement that says rewrite condition and then lists MSN, Live, AltaVista, Excite, Ask, AOL, Google, Mail, Bing, Yahoo, and the rewrite rule takes you over to that enormous W1ILLA.com. If you see that, then get it out of there. And the good news, Google is already blacklisting this particular domain. So far, it was used to compromise some 787 domains as soon as they found it. Well, this wraps up our ghoulish news. So let's close our eyes and hope we can get through the round of vulnerability safely. Well, in the news today, I want to talk to you about the Elegant Themes Divi plugin, one of the major game-changing plugins that literally transforms your existing WordPress theme into a Divi theme. And I was going to say these guys have done it right, and having been a subscriber to Elegant Themes for some time, I was able to renew my subscription for only $39 and now have in my possession the Divi Plugger plugin and the Divi Theme latest version, the Bloom plugin for email management, the Monarch plugin for easy social media management, and all of their short codes for speeding up the work of Divi, plus their handy mobile version creator for cleaning up poorly written mobile sites. And, you know, I was anxious to try it out and use it, but you know what? It doesn't work with a child theme. So anywhere you have a theme without a child theme, which I say is a highly risky thing to begin with, you plug in your Divi plugin and you're going to find out, oops, it doesn't work right. Well, it works, but some of the things don't work right, like the Coming Soon plugin, supposed to have a little thing that starts counting down till you want to turn on your website. Problem is, it doesn't work inside a child theme. Well, that, again, is something that you need to know about because when we work with Divi, the theme itself, by itself, is okay. But when we start trying to put it into any theme, especially if it has a child theme, watch out. Now, we're building a new locator sport score site, and it's about to go through a full transition. I'll be telling you more about this Divi because anyone who wants to build great websites with full screen video, pricing tables, grids and tabs and accordions and so forth, Divi can do that, and it's going to be available to anyone we serve. The problem is that we have some existing sites that need the effects and the ease of Divi Builder plugin, but it won't work with a child theme. Well, instead of our Q&A, I wanted to just take a brief moment as we give you this abbreviated Halloween special to talk about Halloween and its various impacts on our community. I am sure that many of you listening may or may not know that it's a not only a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing. And the work that you do in the arena of web development and WordPress for your company and nonprofit likely means that a good portion of you are not very involved with the spiritual side of life. Some of you may be agnostic, some of you atheist, some of you very spiritual. But you know what? Today being Halloween, I would like to share with you just a quick understanding of what Halloween has come to represent and what it is in our life. Today, we all call it Halloween, but do you know where it really came from and what it's really about? Straddling the line between fall and winter and plenty and poverty, life and death, Halloween has always been and started as a time of celebration of the superstition, and it is thought to have originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires, wear costumes to ward off the roaming ghosts. In ancient Britain and Ireland, the Celtic festival of Samhain was observed on October 31st at the end of summer, and the souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day, and the autumn festival acquired a very sinister significance with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. And of course, it was a time to placate these dark supernatural powers controlling the processes of nature. In addition, Halloween was thought to be one of the most favorable times for divinations concerning magic, luck, health, even death, and it was on that day that the help of the devil was always invoked for such a purpose. Well, in the 8th century, the Catholic Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as the time of to honor all saints and martyrs, and this holiday called All Saints Day incorporated many of the same traditions of the Samhain, which, by the way, is a common practice of to this day of the popes of late that have adopted many forms of various world religions into a covering called the Catholic Church. Since the days of old when the devil or Satan was invoked for marriage, luck, health, finances, and even death, the focus of evil on the focus on the dark side of the supernatural spirituality has always existed. And while the evening before November 1st was known as All Hallows' Eve, later Halloween, over time Halloween started to evolve into this secular community-based child-friendly activity of trick-or-treating in a number of countries around the world, and as the days grew shorter, you know, it just became something that the kids did. However, there has always been and always will be this dark side, and Satanists and Luciferians look at the date for their Black Sabbath or their Black Mass. A recent post on Facebook showed the picture of Anton LaVey, the high priest of the Church of Satan in San Francisco, with this caption. It said, "I would like to thank all the Christians for allowing your children to honor Satan one day a year." I know in our own time we have seen the evil side of life show up in television series like The Walking Dead, in the theme park like Six Flags Fright Fest, and even in schools who host parties and dark theme based carnivals. Because of the last 31 years of our working in the area of after abortion recovery, after abuse recovery, after incest recovery, we have found many of those coming out of abortion, rape, incest, and abuse backgrounds who have been through the darkest sides of life. And of the 36,000 that have attended our support groups, we have seen literally hundreds of SRA or satanically ritually abused victims. And people come to us with many, many hurts, abused at the hands of assigned handlers, people used by the government as sex slaves, for the heads of state, people who have been used as breeders of babies for Halloween during the Black Mass, and because of Satan's reality. And when I go to Six Flags and ride the roller coasters, it's not pleasing to me to see someone walk through the park carrying a decapitated head as if they are eating someone's arm or something. We see enough of this in reality with ISIS cutting off the heads of Christians in Afghanistan and posting them on their post along the streets to make their case. And with all the evil world, I don't believe any of us need to celebrate it anymore. Well, tune in next week, and I can't wait to see you next Saturday. That's when I'm going to have my sneakers on and head over to Arlington with my friend. So now I have to put on my sneakers and pray a big prayer as we head over to Arlington so my son and his friend can enjoy Mr. Freeze and Titan. Until next week, this is Ken saying thanks for listening to this special Happy Halloween edition of my WordPress Help Desk.